Brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. And by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset, their most advanced pilot headset ever. XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture in booths 190 and 3037 to 3039. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com. Hello, everyone. You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture from Whitman Field in Oshkosh. We're speaking with Ken Oden of Eclipse Aviation. Eclipse Aerospace, I should say.
Eclipse Aerospace. Thank
Correct
you.
That. Eclipse, for a bit, had an altitude restriction due to issues with the engine, carbon forming on the vanes. That's been corrected now, and the airplane is approved back to 41,000 feet, Ken. Tell us a little bit of the background first, and then explain what's been done to correct that and what it means.
All right. This was the Pratt & Whitney 610 engine, and an issue was discovered some time ago where they were getting a carbon buildup in the combustion liner of the engine, and a couple of the engines got to rumbling, and as they came down, the feds took a look at why this was happening, and they slapped an AD at flight level 300 on the engines until they got a fix. Well, Pratt & Whitney stood up and they said, we've got a lot of these engines out there. Came up with a new combustion liner design, which we've flown, and we've got quite a few hours on the thing up at 410, and just Monday they have released this. They said the AD is gone as long as we can get the new burner cans in here, and the Eclipse and the Pratt & Whitney 610 engine goes back to 410. So we're very excited about this, that we were able to, Mason Holland was able to announce this at here.
So what's involved to for an owner to get that new burner can? Is that basically a new hot section?
No, it isn't really. They have to get in line for the new burner cans, which are being produced by Pratt & Whitney. They started out producing about 10 chipsets a month, and they're going to try to work up to about 20. And of course, once they get the burner cans actually going out there, then they have to get crews that are doing this, and they're doing it on a wing, so they can just take off the cowling, put on the new section, put it all back together. It does a test flight, and then the airplane goes back up to 410.
Now, for a jet, altitude equals economy, and so we've got a difference of 11,000 feet here. What does that do to the range and endurance characteristics of the EA-500?
Well, it's altitude's everything. Once you go back to 410, this airplane, this engine will burn about 30 gallons per side, or about 60 gallons total at cruise. So we get up there and we go a lot further and stay up there a lot longer. It gives us over 1,000 miles range with NBAA reserve. So it's a good thing to have that altitude.
What was the hit at 30,000 feet? Was it a couple hundred miles?
It actually had burned a lot more fuel down there, and it probably gave, with a normal load, probably 750 to 800 miles range.
Okay, so this is an improvement by the sounds of it. Ken, thanks for the update.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Paul. Thank you very much for having us here.
We've been speaking with Ken Oden of Eclipse Aerospace. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from EAA AirVenture at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.